There are times when if you lose your balance, you're in trouble. The basketball player who has one shot to win the game in the playoffs and is forced to shoot while he's off balance will likely miss the shot. In the prize fight ring, balance is a must. The fighter who gets off balance is an easy match for his opponent. In most sports, balance is the key to performing well. So it is in the Christian life. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, balance. The scripture gives us an interesting insight into the life of Jesus. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Here are four areas of growth in the life of our Lord: intellectual, physical, spiritual, and social. Since most of our series is devoted to the spiritual life, let's look for a bit at the three others. The intellectual side of life is stressed from our youth. You are encouraged by your parents, teachers, aunts, uncles, friends, grandmother, grandfather to study hard in school. When you learn to read or write your name, it's a big event. And when you think of it, the Bible certainly commands the development of the mind. Much of the book of Proverbs is devoted to the definition of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and how to get them. It is clear that most of the great men of the Bible had done what they could to develop their minds. Moses, Nehemiah, Solomon, Paul, just to name a few. Solomon said, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." The social side of life isn't really all that difficult if a couple of things are kept clearly in mind. As a new Christian, I found myself completely at a loss because I didn't know the language, the hymns, and the accepted behavioral pattern. The Lord in His grace gave me a couple of scripture verses that I memorized and prayed over for months. Gradually, they had their effect. They were, "A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dryeth the bones. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." I asked God to make me a cheerful, friendly person who could be at ease around people. And I learned a secret. Most individuals on this earth are shy, self-conscious, and unsure of themselves. Everybody is timid about meeting strangers. So if you just spend a few minutes trying to help the other guy feel at ease, it will take the edge off and you can relax. You can socialize. The physical aspect of life must be vigorously maintained. It is so easy to become soft and flabby, to lose your health and vigor. Proper rest, diet, and exercise is the key to it. Most people need about 8 hours rest each night. You must try to get that. Staying up late does two things. It limits your time with God in the morning and makes you feel terrible the next day. Lauren Sanney, the president of the Navigators, has a regular bedtime, and he won't violate it unless he is in the process of leading a person to Christ. Proper diet, with a balance of proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, isn't hard to get in this land of plenty. Fresh fruits and vegetables, grain, and the protein food such as meat, milk, fish, and poultry abound. In fact, the people who study these things tell us our chief enemy is eating too much. Too many of us are overweight. Quite possibly it's from eating too much of the wrong stuff. The scriptures have many interesting and helpful insights into all of this. May God bless you as you live the balanced Christian life.